That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
Who is that's where you typically play.
The thing is that Scott is in a sort of like...
He's in a new setting for Scott.
He's in a dog sniffing each other's butts thing with our drummer today, who is one of our guests. So I'm going to hold off on introducing who is on the sticks today.
But it was so cute. We said, here's Scott Passarella. And he put both hands up and waved.
And waved for us.
I just want to affirm it was really cute.
It was cute. And if you're just watching the video of this, you may see an angle of how cute it was.
It was. How cute was it? It was so cute that now I'm compelled to introduce three more cuties.
I mean, they're real cute. They are a fairly new comedy band full of people that are not new to being funny as hell at all. Please welcome to Off Book, as we sneak into their studio, the Wolves of Glendale.
To you too.
More specifically.
We got Ethan Edinburgh. We got Tom McGovern. We got Eric Jackowitz on the drum, on the sticks, the Jack of Sticks.
That's me, the Jack of Sticks.
Yeah. Couldn't get the Queen of Sticks or the King of Sticks.
No, we didn't get the Jack of Sticks.
No. But for me, he's the Jack of Hearts.
Whoa.
This guy stole my heart.
Oh,
I'm
my
serious.
Gosh.
No, for real.
He's the Jack of all plays.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, we're cooking with gas.
Where the rubber hit the road.
Wow. Brett on the Frets is on the road. He's on the Comedy Bang Bang Tour, and as such, Wolves of Glendale have graciously invited us into their studio, all things comedy, with Success Express.
You're on the home turf now, buddy.
You're in our house.
I feel it. I do feel like
I'm getting bullied.
I feel like I'm throwing my birthday party, but at my aunt's house.
Yeah. It's your aunt. The day is about you, but it's your aunt running the show. It's my good aunt.
Yeah,
your aunt's calling the shots. Yeah.
But it's still a little bit like when my friend is like, where's the bathroom? I go, it's right over here.
That's my aunt.
I've been to my aunt's house, and I love my aunt. She's a good aunt.
Yeah, but you're a little out of sorts.
Yeah.
It's your aunt's spot. You thought there'd be Pepsi, but instead it's like...
Yeah, she got Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
You actually have Liquid Death, which is the unofficial... Song sponsor? An official sponsor of Off Book Podcast.
Thank you so much, Liquid Death. Liquid Death.
Owned by Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
I did learn from Instagram recently.
Sponsor us for real, Liquid Death, please.
Yeah. We drink water round here.
Listen,
yeah.
Hey, for us, we drink water round here.
Round here.
Round here.
We drink water round here.
Round here. We like water.
If you're coming round here,
you gotta drink water.
You gotta hydrate. Hydrate.
Sorry.
I mean,
don't apologize.
All right, sorry about that.
No, Ethan, this is the podcast.
You're doing it, Peter. You're doing it, Peter. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Round here.
You gotta drink the water.
Don't drink anything else.
Can I do a quick poll? Do you hear the quote like music in your head more often, pick between these two. You're doing it, Peter, or there you are, Peter.
I definitely get the first one stuck in my
head.
Yeah,
first one.
Way more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're doing it, Peter.
But I do, when someone second says one. You're doing second it, one, I then replay that in my head a few times and I go, yeah.
I'm much more there you are, Peter.
Interesting.
There you are, Peter is in my head, I don't know, weekly.
Wow.
Now, weekly.
For every me, Wednesday.
I'm 90% sure these quotes are from the movie Hook.
Yep.
Yes. Totally Hook.
The first one is a reference to Robin Williams returning to some people that haven't seen Peter in a while.
No.
Oh, no, he's flying, right?
No.
He's
learning how to
fly. Also, no.
Got it.
No.
Yeah, so Peter's flying.
I thought he was relearning how to fly, right?
Yes,
learning
but
to fly
that Rufio. Specific one is in the beginning of the food fight where correct. He's like, oh, Rufio, wow. Why don't you go ahead and eat it? And he finally can see the whipped cream on the back of the spoon and the little boy goes,
you're doing it, Peter.
You're doing it. You're playing with us, Peter.
Yeah, and, the other one is Tinkerbell?
No, the other one is the same little kid earlier in the day when he's like making a speech for like, I don't think I'm Peter Pan, but I still need your help, please. And the little boy's like, who cares? Hook's got his kids. And he pulls back his old skin and goes, there you are, Peter. Like physically to make him look younger.
Yeah.
And the little boy goes, there you are, Peter.
I don't know if it was because I was young, but I always just thought like, oh, this is clearly a classic film. This is one of the best movies ever.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
I think whole generation feels that way. And then if you're born outside of the 5 years that were children for that movie, everyone's like, a classic Spielberg flop.
Yeah, exactly. That movie sucked.
But the 5 year gap of the 5 year span of like our generation is like, that's the Bible.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Like, yeah. That and The Sandlot.
Yes.
Sandlot.
Ho ho. I'm Peter Ben.
I'm going to put myself in the hot seat for a second. Never seen Hook. Never seen the movie.
No.
Which honestly should not surprise either of my bandmates.
No, it's not surprising.
It's fine to me.
I have an issue.
I mean, I also have consumed famously very little media in general.
Zach, I feel kinship with you.
I had to push my whole chair back at that.
Yeah, I know.
But have you seen Hook?
I have seen Hook.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because you're not a moron. Like,
No.
You're not a moron. You're an idiot.
Yeah, don't get it wrong.
I am sad for you because to Ethan's point, you won't like it.
Right, exactly.
Now it's too late.
No, you're not going to get it.
I agree. There is a shelf life for that movie and The Sandlot as well.
Yes.
If you did not see that movie as a youth, you missed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just didn't see a lot of movies growing up.
That's okay, man.
We go now to a lakeside cabin. Oh, what's this? It's the annual reunion of a group of friends. Yeah, they come together every summer, the same week, to hang out with this cabin by the lake.
Every year, we meet here at a cabin by the lake. Me and Greg walking with our legs, and it's super great. Dan and Carl, also Kyle, everyone is here, and it's great, and it's a lake where the water's crystal clear.
Nothing changes.
Greg.
I guess I'm Carl. Is that right? Was it Carl? I'll be Carl.
Yes, it's Carl.
Tonight.
And every night. Oh, it's classic Carl. He's all right.
He forgets his name. He forgets where he's from. He's Carl.
He's always been Carl.
Sometimes I call myself K because I don't remember the oral. But you guys can call me Carl, and I'll remember it that way. At the lake, nothing changes. At the lake, nothing changes.
The water's the same, the boats are the same, the trees are the same.
Frozen in time lake.
It's kind of like old, but the opposite.
It's extremely like the beach front.
Squirrel.
Splash. All right,
okay.
You're crazy, Carl.
I love splashing you guys.
It's so fun to come here, you know, just to the lake with all y'all.
Just when I come to the lake, I suddenly, you know, as we all do, transport back to that original summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
It's right. So
we
cool.
go off and lead adult lives, but yes. when we come back here, oh, we're yeah. children.
We're children again.
We're right. children again.
Right.
We totally regress. We only have the faintest, like an echo in the back of our head of the adult lives we lead back home.
I think I have a wife, but I'm not sure.
I think I'm a lawyer, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm a firefighter, but I can't remember.
I bet you are, because when you're driving up, you got muscles, Kyle.
Yeah,
I
do. Congrats,
bro.
I think I do a lot of pull-ups. Yeah.
You look good.
Yeah.
I did shatter my knee outside in the real world, and that did stay with me.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You still got to shatter. All injuries are sustained from the real world.
Injuries do translate here.
Right. That part sucks.
When we tested that 6 years ago, we all agreed to give ourselves paper cuts to see if they lasted, and they did.
Yeah. Sure enough, we're all bleeding.
I have GERD.
You have GERD?
Yeah, I have GERD.
Know.
What's so, that?
What is that? GERD?
It's sort of if you eat cheese, it's sort of just, you get really stuffy.
I eat cheese?
Kind of, yeah.
Thanks, cool. Carl. Great, Carl.
Yeah, awesome, Carl.
That's I have GERD?
Thanks for the contribution.
Well, how do you
Carl?
Feel after you eat the cheese?
I feel awesome after I eat cheese every time.
Definitely
Wait,
do not have GERD.
Of that, can anyone go for some friggin' cheese?
Oh, I'd actually love some cheese.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, before we jump into it, though, let's start our trip to the Frozen in Time Lake, like we all do. Right. By saying our names.
Right. Sure.
Right.
Sure. We've all just driven past the precipice where we have to then stop driving our car because now we don't know how to drive them anymore. Right. We parked them right outside that bubble
and
on the dirt road.
We were singing a cool song when we come out. And the thing is, it's something when you go into the Frozen in Time Lake Park, your name changes to what it is now.
Exactly.
And that's dope as hell.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
One of the many dope as hell
aspects. Now is when we get out of our cars and hold hands in a circle and we all say our names.
Yeah.
Right. But just promise me that after that, though, cheese.
And
I don't know if you want to fuck with that or whatever. If you don't want to do cheese, that's cool.
Well, maybe I'll recover quickly because I'm a child.
Yeah, I'm like wondering if injury is the same as like proclivity. Recovery. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like
we should test that.
That'll be a fun thing to test.
In my car as I was leaving, I saw like a bunch of Tums and I was like, maybe I get acid reflux now. That's a bummer. But like, I feel like that doesn't translate because that's a thing that's come with age.
Right. Yeah. That's not like
as you get older.
Injury.
That's, that's natural age.
Your body gets older and that happens.
We should come here with like a scientist. One here.
Yeah. Maybe one of us is a scientist.
Oh,
scientist.
Yeah.
But you're right.
We
first things
say
first.
Everyone's names.
Yeah, we should say names first.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Greg.
I'm Carl.
I'm Tim.
Good.
Good, correct.
That's right, Tim.
I am.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Say it.
You're Tim.
I'm Tim.
I'm Kyle.
You're Kyle. You are Greg and you are Carl. And next is my name.
What's your name?
What's my name?
Who are you?
What's your name?
What's your fucking name?
My name.
It'd be great if we could hear your name.
Carl 100%.
It kinda seems like you're stalling and we wanna eat cheese. So if you could say your name, please.
Greg, I see why you feel that way. Did you bring the Tums, by the way? Cause I've had a few experiences making me afraid of not having Tums.
Oh. If you want me to go back, I can grab you some.
Go get
what's
Tums.
Your name?
I brought Tums. What's your name?
Priority definitely is your name.
It's not the Tums. I just want to check in on how badly we need Tums.
Right now I feel fine, but in the future I don't know.
You're being preventative.
Exactly.
He's being preventative.
I get it, dude. My
what's
name?
Said your name.
I just can't wait to say my name.
Is it Michael? Is it Greg?
Say my name, say my name.
Say your name.
I'm Peter.
there you are, Peter.
Oh, Peter, okay. Yeah. What's up, man?
Oh, you're doing it, Peter. You're saying your name.
You're doing it, Peter.
So you did it, Peter.
Check. I said my name, check. Let's get those Tums before Carl.
Okay, guys, promise me as I walk back outside the bubble, you're not going to look at my stupid grown-up butt, okay? Because I'm going to turn back into a grown-up for 2 seconds to grab these Tums.
Okay, we promise.
And we're all 47 now. I'm afraid that my butt's like a little slouchy. Don't look at my butt, okay?
Okay, I mean, it's gonna be hard not to.
You've drawn
so much attention to it.
You're right. I'm being honest with you.
Thinking about it before you said don't look at my butt, but now that's how
I mean, we're kids. It's like
we're kids.
We're not gonna look at a big
butt. At a butt. Yeah.
All right.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah. All right. Walking through the bubble.
Whoa.
Slouchy butt.
Oh, slouchy butt.
Oh my. It's God.
That's unbelievable.
That's a crazy ass.
Guys. Here's the Tums for later. But also,
thanks.
I found this. It's a manila envelope that it says, take with me. And I must have forgot because I was so excited to see you at the lake.
That's so smart because we forget things when we come into the bubble at the Frozen in Time Lake where the lake is liquid but time is frozen.
Right.
But that way we could write, you probably wrote something down so you didn't forget when you came in here.
Right, I did that, but I still kind of forgot. Good thing you needed Tums, Carl.
Well, but hold on a second. This could be a disaster. This could break the Frozen Lake time continuum. Oh, I don't want to know. What if we are not supposed to know information that's in that manila?
Well,
why would it say take this with you?
I gotta hope that grown-up Tim is as chill as 12-year-old Tim.
I mean, maybe grown-up Tim's a huge piece of shit.
No offense,
Tim.
I don't know.
Well, Tim's the chillest of the group. I highly doubt grown-up Tim is a piece of shit.
It would be a change.
I love little Tim. It would be a real heel turn for Tim.
All right. Let me just say one thing. Yep. Maybe the four of you should also go to your cars real quick and see if you have any manila envelopes.
Okay. Do not look at my butt.
Don't look at my butt.
Okay.
I just don't want anyone looking at my butt.
I honestly have no idea what my butt looks like, so I would like you to just check in.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Boop.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hard to see in those shorts, honestly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's kind of a hidden butt.
It is funny that we have to change into kid-sized clothes.
Okay, this is crazy. I also had a manila envelope in my car, but mine says, do not open inside the bubble.
Whoa. Okay.
Did you bring it in?
No, I left it in the car.
Good.
Okay.
I don't want to see what's in that one.
That one's scary.
Tell you what, I'm going to head to my truck and see if I have one there, too. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay.
What's funny is we could have all carpooled, but we all separate cars.
Environmentally, it would have been.
I'm sorry, I totally forgot to look at your butt.
It's totally fine. I didn't really want to draw attention
to it. Maybe you could just take off your pants right now. We can look at them real quick.
I'll circle back. I have a water bottle that I meant to get anyway.
Oh, Kyle, we might live in like really far cities, you know?
That's a good butt.
Yeah.
That's a great butt. He's definitely a firefighter. Look at that butt.
I was just going to say, I am a firefighter, so my glutes are developed.
Yeah. And you have some bird marks.
I can see I have like a firefighter tag hanging from my rear mirror.
Yeah, that
a dog tag?
A dog tag.
Unless you're like a stolen valor firefighter.
It's true.
That's awesome.
Did you have an envelope?
You're not like that.
I do have an envelope, but it just says Tootsie Rolls, and sure enough, it's just full of Tootsie Rolls.
That's kind of...
And that's why we always bring Greg.
Yeah, Greg's got the
candy wild
card. Greg is the snack king.
I'm the snack king.
Tootsie Rolls and cheese. That sounds like an awesome weekend.
Right, I'm getting starving for that. Will you two just hurry up and see if you got
Manilas? Yeah. You go first.
Yeah, yeah. Let me check my scooter.
Okay.
And I'm walking through. Go through the bubble.
Wait, you scootered all the way here? We're deep in the woods, my guy.
Yeah. Oh, I can't hear you. Hold on.
Maybe he lives close. Maybe he's like a park ranger.
Maybe he doesn't have
a maybe he's an environmentalist.
There was just a bunch of cigarettes. A bunch of smoked cigarettes.
On your scooter.
Yeah, cool. There was no envelope or anything.
Cool. I'm going to go check my Dodge Dart.
All right. Okay.
Right back.
Do it, Kyle.
Okay, I have a manila envelope, and there's a cassette.
Holy shit.
Cassette tape in it.
Any note?
It says play immediately.
Okay. We should do yours before mine.
Let's go to the boombox.
Okay.
But also, anyone want a string cheese?
Yes,
yeah, absolutely. I would like
absolutely.
One. Got it.
You're doing it. You're eating the cheese the wrong way, just like we always do.
Chomp it down, baby.
That's our thing.
That's the thing. Eating cheese weird.
Well, is this a recording or is this a song?
I think it might be
both.
Could be both, brother.
I guess all songs, if you're listening to them, are recordings.
They are technically recordings, yeah.
Message to our child selves. Important information starting in 3, 2. Oh, important message to our child selves. Once you hear it, you'll know what to do. scientists except for the one who's a firefighter.
Even the one who seems like his only mode of transportation is a scooter. He's a scientist. I'm a scientist as well, and I might not seem like that as a child, but believe me, I study science. It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. We were all in a horrible accident that ripped through time, and you all devoted your life to fixing it, except for one of you fights fires.
It's actually kind of useful that one of you is a firefighter in case you light a fire.
Sure, yeah. You're all pretty afraid of fire.
Fires are scary.
Important message from your child self.
In 3, 2, 1.
There's something missing from our invention we've calibrated to save all of humanity. We need it from the lake itself.
Oh yeah, we should say all of humanity's in jeopardy. And now it's up to you, but it's gotta be our child selves that do the wow. thing. And I cannot get more specific.
It's really vague.
Just open the manila envelope from your buddy Tim. And don't be too hard on Greg, even though he is not a scientist.
You'll still kind of need him. Important message to our child selves.
And now it's ending in
3, 2, 1.
I don't know why.
Cool.
That's cool as hell.
Something explodes.
I think I might be a microbiologist. I always like tiny stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
You are tiny things, yeah.
I hope I'm a physicist because I really love forces.
I hope I'm a lepidopterist because I love butterflies.
I hope I guess I don't know anything about science now that I'm like really thinking about it.
I think you were a late in life learner. I found that later.
You did scooter here, so maybe you're an environmentalist.
Yeah, oh, cool. Be. Yeah, maybe.
I gotta be honest. I love candy and I love lighting candles. So that scans for me. I'm happy to be a firefighter.
Yeah. What's the candy part? Rolls.
What's the candy part?
Yeah, how's that factor?
I just like sweet stuff, you know?
Like a firefighter.
Like a firefighter.
Oh, yeah,
does.
Okay. Yeah.
Firefighters famously like candy.
Yeah, right. Of course. They're not fighting fires. They're eating
candy. What do you think?
Candy.
What we're doing in the firehouse.
It's sort of a shame because cops get all this notoriety for loving donuts, but then firefighters, people don't know, but they love candy.
It's a classic thing.
A lot of people don't know that. When I'm at the firehouse, all I do is eat, eat. When I'm at the firehouse, there's one snack that can't be beat. Down the fire pole and straight into the kitchen. What's that on the counter? It's candy.
Their second favorite thing after fire.
Don't forget the water.
Firefighters love candy.
It goes fire, candy,
water.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Guys, I know that like this was really exciting information about the candy and that we need to save all the world, but I have another question. Did it sound like I had found love? Just did it sound like
your voice?
In my voice? Like,
do you have a ring on your finger that's like too big and doesn't fit?
Does it hurt your finger?
No, but I take off.
Why
all
would
my
it hurt the finger?
Clothes.
I mean, sorry, it's a little too big. It's a little too loose.
You could have had adult clothes.
Yeah, we changed into kids' clothes.
The ring could have fallen.
I was changing into my kids' clothes in the car and just like sort of like squish out with two
hands. It's uncomfortable for a sec, but then you fit into it.
Then I fit into it and I change.
When I went to my scooter, it was just cigarettes and a big adult bathing suit. So I guess that's what I do. I don't know.
You got one of those old style one piece striped.
One of those like
that's
right. Old 1920s swimsuits.
I will say on the recording, you did sound like
kind of full of gloom and doom.
Yeah, but I was afraid of that. Now, either that's because I have so much to live for that could go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so in love that the fact that maybe the world's going to end is making me sad.
Or you've devoted, like, all of your time to the
science
the world
and fix it, and I never found it. Because I want to say that for sure, Kyle, you got somebody.
That's for sure.
Like, yes. I heard it. Like, thanks. You also, got somebody.
Kyle, you're just you're a sweetheart through and through, you know?
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Well, you know, I'm thinking about asking this girl out.
Oh my God!
Yes. Maybe she is my my high school sweetheart, and we become married.
What's her name?
What's her name? Tell us all
Tamarind.
About
Tamarind.
Tamarind.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd you meet her?
Hold on. I wanna like solve the whole like because I feel like the world's in trouble.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. Sorry.
Who's Tamarind?
Yeah. Tell us, bro.
Tell us about Tamarind.
That's so cool for you.
I met her in math class. Tamarind. She's my angel girl. All the kids, they laugh at me when I get the answers wrong, but not her.
Aww.
Not her.
Wow. She's Tamarind, always at my local Whole Foods, sitting by the breakfast bar. I wanna say, hey, wanna get in my car?
Your little kid car?
Your tiny kid car.
My little tiny kid car.
Your little
that
tiny
I drive to Whole Foods.
With Tamarind the angel. What's she like, aside from that she doesn't laugh at you in math?
She wears the same pair of suspenders every day.
Totally hot.
Totally hot.
She commits and I like that. She commits.
Are they the same exact suspenders?
They smell like shit.
Okay, so that's what I was asking.
She might be homeless, I'm not sure. Her a lot,
and it seems like she likes you too.
Tamarind, the angel girl,
at the Whole Foods breakfast bar.
Tamarind, your angel girl.
She's probably wondering where you are. And if I know you, I bet pretty soon you'll be making a move. And if she likes you too, say to her,
hey Tamarind.
Hi. Do you like hash browns as much as I do?
No, I kind of just like the chicken fingers and the mac and cheese, and I sort of wait
till they have them,
till they serve them at lunch. I sort of come at the tail end of breakfast and wait for the lunch.
Yeah, the only reason I even like hash browns is because they're close to fries. I'm with you. I'm kind of a lunch girl myself.
Wow, we have so much in common. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's so rare that I meet someone who leads with lunch.
So cool. Maybe one of these days we can get in my tiny car and eat fries, drive around and do stuff. I don't know.
I hope that happens. I hope that comes true.
Very specific fantasy of how that's going to go.
Yeah,
it tracked for me.
It tracked for me too.
Makes sense. I believed every single beat of that story.
Well, yeah. There you go. Maybe it happens.
I once a girl looked at me in math class. I peed myself. Had to go home.
Yeah. Will these boys save the future of humanity, or will they keep being distracted by their side quests and thoughts? Find out when we return to the second half of
Frozen in Time Lake,
the musical.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ah,
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back! When we last left five friends, they were at a frozen lake where they go back to their 12-year-old selves, but they've been given a message from the future. Can they save humanity?
I sure hope so.
Find out on the second half of Frozen in Time Lake. Oh my gosh! Greg, I didn't realize you had the flavored Tootsie Rolls too. What? I thought just the standard chocolate.
Of course, sometimes after you eat chocolate, you want to get a little fruit contrast.
I feel like I only get these at Halloween. Oh my gosh.
So cool.
Yo, Frozen. I love the really big, like the fat ones. The little ones.
Yeah.
Tell you what,
thick boy.
Yeah.
I got one in here
cap.
Somewhere, I think. Hold on.
All right.
And that
I
is good. Here you go.
That are like chicken.
What?
Wait a minute. Peter, what did you say?
Peter, wait. There's no Tootsie wrappers at your feet. I just noticed.
Yeah, no, I love them. I love those little guys.
Peter, do you love Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah, I love the salty little boy.
I don't think I've ever tried a chicken flavored Tootsie Roll.
Yeah,
go
actually,
on.
Peter, yeah. I know everything that there is to know about candy, and I don't remember seeing a chicken flavored.
Right, because we've established that he is a firefighter.
They're
not salty.
Flavor.
They're not salty,
Japanese.
Bro. You said salty little guys.
They're in Japan. They're mostly salty.
It actually sounds like you're just describing chicken.
No, they got little bones. You pull them out.
Yeah.
You're thinking of chicken wings.
They got flat ones, and they also got little bones.
Peter, listen, we decided that the best thing to do for saving the world was to take a quick lap in the lake, come back, have a Tootsie eating contest on the dock, then get down to business. And if you're not having Tootsies, then you're not on the team, dude.
Right.
Why aren't you eating Tootsies with us, Peter?
Are you against us?
Tell us why.
I just don't want, I've never had one before.
What?
I got bad teeth. And I don't want the consistency of them.
Smile for me. Jesus.
Oh my Christ.
Oh, I'm scared.
They're sharp. They're sharp like a shark.
Okay. So fucking sharp.
Oh, you got rows. You got
rows. Three rows.
Oh my God.
Rows and shit teeth.
What is this, Bruce from Finding Nemo?
On meth?
Yeah.
I don't know how my adult self, if he still has three rows of shark-like teeth that are all fucked up and gross and make people puke when I open my mouth.
Maybe you became a dentist and operated on yourself.
That's not a scientist. They're a doctor, maybe, but they're not a scientist.
It's true.
It's good
true.
Call.
It's true.
Yeah, not even a doctor.
I can't believe all these years I never noticed you not tootsieing with us.
Yeah. You've been sneaky about it.
Damn, brother.
It's just we never eat chicken. We're always eating Tootsie Rolls, but what about chicken? It's pretty good, I'm told, it's the time to eat some chicken when you're boys. Here's a thing I think we'd all enjoy if we didn't just eat Tootsie Rolls and try chicken. Favorite thing to eat.
So it's less of being afraid of Tootsie Rolls and more like missing chicken, I suppose. It's not as much that you haven't had that chalky chocolate taste. It's just that you need protein post-haste.
It's kind of both. Tootsie Rolls squishy, but not like chicken.
Not like chicken.
Tootsie Rolls are sweet and not a salty guy. you'll all ask why. And we did ask why. Cause you all like these Tootsie Rolls.
We all love these Tootsie Rolls.
So many flavors to enjoy.
Even the fruit ones.
But I have a different idea, I suppose.
Tell us your idea, Peter.
Once again, it's chicken with the bowl.
God damn it. Chicken, we're here for Tootsie Rolls.
Chicken doesn't go with chocolate, my bro. What about a mole sauce?
God, Jimmy, he's right. Mole.
And we can make a mole out of Tootsie Rolls. Ever been around?
Yeah.
Yeah, you coat the chicken in the sweet sauce, and when you taste it in your mouth, you're like, were these made by the boss?
Oh yeah, what about this idea is licking? What have you ever even heard of orange chicken? Yeah. Well, there is a fruit roll that is orange, about to bust off the doors by the door hinge.
Listen, I'm going to the kitchen and cook up orange chicken. Put a Tootsie Roll in a pan, now we're kicking. Make a sauce and everybody wins. Going to the kitchen and we eat orange chicken.
Melt down some chicken and some bowls and some Tootsie Rolls, and they're feeling great. And then I melt down some more and I put it in a bowl, and now I've got some mole.
Chicken with the bowl.
Chicken with the bowl.
Chicken with the bowl.
So that's sort of what I wish we, that's what I wanted to. That's
also, fun. Like, that's Peter, good. We're here for a whole week, dog. Yeah. Like, I feel like we could get on some sort of meal rotation.
Yeah, just, right.
I know. We usually when we're up. Here for a week, we do 7 days of Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're Tootsie Rolls.
Because
yeah,
tradish.
Yeah, it's tradish.
It's tradish.
It's the traditional
dish. It doesn't mean that there's no room for a new dish in this tradition.
Right. Sure.
Chicken with the
all
boys.
All you gotta do is pitch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pitch an idea.
Pitch
it's
the new
chicken
dish.
Chicken with the boys.
Yeah, no.
In a mole.
Yeah, we did.
In
yeah,
a Tootsie Roll sauce.
Tootsie Roll sauce. Yeah, totally.
Tootsie Roll mole sauce.
Tootsie Roll mole sauce. Good pitch.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys.
We got your dank.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
I would love a little bit of that dank.
Tootsie Roll mole dank.
That sounds drink dank. Dang.
It's all over my fingies. I wish I had a napkin. Oh, wait. I'll use it. Oh, shit, guys.
What?
This manila envelope. Do you think we should open it?
Oh, we got
Well, technically, yeah.
And you can use the outside of it to wipe your hands. Probably right. Not a big deal.
Oh, it's too late. The- already did.
Oh. That's
how I remembered. I went to the manila, started using it for my fingies.
Thinking it was a napkin.
You right. Know what's cool, though, is about how many things can be a napkin.
Right.
That's true. Oh,
totally
everything
true.
Can everything can be a napkin.
Dude,
if you
so
think about
many
it.
Things. It's true. Yeah. Napkins, you don't even need to buy napkins, really, because everything else kind of fits that shape.
Yeah.
So what are you, like... That's like the, they say in a kitchen, you shouldn't have a tool that's just for one thing. It's like taking up counter space.
Right, yeah. Right. Don't have a melon baller. Just have a spoon.
Duh.
Sure.
Don't have an ice cream scoop.
Da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da.
This tree can be a napkin. I wipe my hands on the bark. I never go a place where I see so many napkins as a park. My pants can be a napkin.
That's right.
I wipe my hands on my jeans. If I need a napkin, I look down and I see my pants.
Da 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 da.
A napkin, a mutt.
Now that's a napkin.
This putt.
Now that's a napkin.
So many things can be napkins.
If you wipe it, it can be a napkin. Ooh, if you wipe it,
it can be a napkin.
Da 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 da. I'm singing da 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 da.
I'm singing da 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 da.
We're singing da 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 da.
We're singing
da 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 da.
We're singing
da 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 da.
We're really singing
da 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 da. Can be a napkin. I'm gonna wipe my dirty fingers on this bird.
Carl, don't
wipe
hurt
your
the
fingers
bird.
On top of a bird. But don't hurt the bird when you wipe your fingers on up. The bird is pecking you back.
Oh, get off me, you fucking napkin! I mean bird.
Carl.
Da 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 da.
Son of a bitch.
Da 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 da.
Shouldn't be a napkin. The tree is cool or your pants are cool, but maybe not if it's a living thing. Then that should probably not be a napkin.
Bodily autonomy. Unless you want to be a napkin, then you are not a napkin.
But most importantly, this vanilla envelope is a napkin. Oh shit, guys,
oh,
we got
oh,
it.
No, hold on, no, wait, why? We can't keep wiping it on the envelope.
We were having such a fun time walking around the lake and talking about all the things that could be napkins. Singing da 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 da.
It was awesome.
That was awesome.
Why do you want to keep getting back to this? Like, yeah. Honestly, we're having a great time.
But Kyle, don't you remember the recording that was also a song?
Of course, but I feel like you're just trying to get in the way of like our good hang.
Kyle, your future science self is depending on your past science.
Think of Tamarin.
Good call.
Your angel girl.
If the world ends, you can't meet your angel girl back at Whole Foods.
Good call.
And there might be a Tamarin Junior, perhaps.
Nah, you're right. Nah, you guys are. I'm a piece of shit.
All right, guys. No, you're not a piece of shit.
You're not a piece of shit.
Just say it. Everyone say, you're a piece of shit.
You're not a piece of shit.
It'll make me feel better.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to play into that. That's destructive. All right. I'm going to open this. All right. Ready?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hands in if you agree.
One,
two,
three.
Wait. Sorry. My hand's still all full of like.
All right,
bird
you be the bottom. You be the bottom.
Be on the bottom.
Oh, I'll be on the bottom. Yeah.
Just go to the sink and clean it off.
Yeah, just clean it off.
There's a sink.
There's a sink?
Yeah, in
it's
the kitchen.
A cabin.
Oh, my fault. I'll go. Could I just run to the sink and come back and we'll do the hand thing?
Yes. Carl,
yeah,
go.
Sure.
Carl,
okay.
Just go wash your hands.
While he's going to talk about it. Is Carl okay?
I don't know. Because he walked in with the knee and the fractured leg and we're not really talking about it.
He's like wiping his hands on birds.
I think part of us, we should be open to the possibility that might have something to do with the coming apocalypse or something.
That's true.
Like,
right.
What if
maybe he's the harbinger
like,
of death?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's the opposite, I guess.
What'd you say? Yeah, I thought he was being like a hero. Front,
he's like a hero.
Oh, never mind.
No.
Hey, guys, I'm back. Sorry.
What's up,
hey, the sink works perfect, so that was cool. I did, unfortunately, forget about my whole like knee thing, and so it feels like really worse.
Yeah, we just jaunted around the lake.
Yeah, I was so. I guess I was just in a good mood, and I was just firing at all cylinders.
Dude, I'm so sorry. And sometimes when we're da-da-da-da-da, we can't think of nada. Yeah. All right. Hey, everybody, hands in if you agree, because I'm not opening this like unless we're all on the same page.
Okay, okay,
you're right.
Two,
we should do it.
Three,
open it.
Is the counting for is the counting
we
for time?
And then say open.
Everyone has it. Yeah. There's five of us. So why is it only going to three?
I guess maybe we should say names.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Tim.
Peter.
Greg.
Kyle.
Kay.
Carl.
Oh, Carl. Carl. Just say your full name, Carl.
Right. No, I got it.
All right.
Okay. Try again.
Oh, that's how you open a manila.
No, I should use the Brad thing, but I just wanted to.
Is that what that's
is that what it's called?
I said Brad thing because I'm not sure it's exactly a Brad, but it operates similarly if you imagine a Brad.
Isn't it funny if you think that if your name was Brad and then all of a sudden, like if you were an office supply, what office supply would you be?
Oh, shit.
Let's think on that for a second.
Let's explore that for a minute here.
Dumb fool. I'd be a stapler.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Good one.
I'd be a paperclip.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you totally would be.
I'd be a calendar so I could keep track of my things.
Okay.
I'm a highlighter.
Oh,
that
cool.
makes sense
yeah,
for you.
That's awesome.
I see that.
I'm a big fluorescent light.
Oh,
like that paint in the top of an office.
Right.
Let me take a guess. You would be the candy at the checkout line at the Office Depot.
That's true, yeah. Maybe paper clip and candy. Yeah. Yeah, maybe both.
Oh, yeah. If we get to be two things,
you could be two things.
Okay, wait.
If I could be two things, I would definitely be the candy at the checkout line and paper clip.
Okay, wait. I also want to be toner.
Good call.
So people talk about me.
I would love if you were toner, so I could tell all my friends about team.
I would be a space saver. Remember those from middle school? You put your pens and you can draw on me.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, that was pretty cool.
Thanks.
And I would want to be something, make me feel alright.
Yeah.
Picture this on the ceiling of the office, a big fluorescent light.
Okay. You did say that the first time.
What?
The first time that you said what you would be, you said fluorescent light.
Oh, you're right. You should pick two, and then you pick the same exact.
You're right.
Thing.
No. Then let me be a halogen light.
Okay.
I would be a halogen light.
All right.
Another
yeah.
kind of light.
Oh.
Okay.
So light.
Pretty cool to all be office supplies, even if the supplies are just two lights.
I would be a folder with a cat on it.
Oh yeah,
like Mr. Frank.
Yeah.
Exactly like holographic shit.
Okay. Please everybody stop me, but can we actually all pick three?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, picking three sounds pretty good to me. Also the first kind of light that I said, a fluorescent light. And also the underlying wires that make the light turn on.
I don't even know if they sell like that separately.
Well, no, I think they're like wired into the building, but like the light doesn't function unless they're wired in.
Okay, I believe you.
I guess if it was a battery powered light, then I would choose I would be a battery for the light.
You could just be batteries like overall.
Batteries. I want to be batteries in general. I want to be specifically the ones for the light.
So I would be a stapler and then a space saver, and now I want to be a three-hole punch.
Yeah! Yeah!
A three-hole punch!
Yeah!
A three-hole punch!
I'm a fuck! Yeah!
Carl,
what?
Carl,
I'm so down. Sick.
Carl, I thought we said no cursing.
No cursing.
No cursing. We're in high school.
Put a dollar in the jar.
Put a dollar in the curse jar, Carl.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, but
that's my last dollar. Of course.
Carl, real quick. Say what? Your third.
So, I'd be a folder was the second one.
With a Lisa Frank cat on it.
Right? Yeah. Holographic.
What was your first one,
I think
Carl?
You were calendar.
Calendar?
Calendar.
What's your third one?
Holographic Lisa Frank cat folder.
Yep.
Number
dope,
two.
Dope,
yeah,
dope.
Okay.
And then, I guess if I had to pick one more.
I'd be a monitor, like a computer monitor.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of resolution?
Like 400. 400,000.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Hey,
and
how many HD? How many HDMI ports that you got on that ship?
I got two.
I think I'd also be the soda machine in the break room.
Oh, wow!
All right, I'm opening this envelope, you guys.
We should.
We should do that now. Yeah.
Actually, I already did.
Yeah.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
Have you heard this thing? So my mom worked in an office that had a sense of humor. Yeah. And when they...
Here we go.
When they had Brad's that they pulled out of one... document that they wanted to reuse because reduce, reuse, recycle.
Of course,
absolutely.
They called that holder of the Brads the Brad Pitt.
Oh,
and they put a photo of Brad Pitt up there, and they would change it monthly. So,
wow,
like when my mom got to
hilarious.
Pick,
that's awesome.
She chose Brad Pitt from A River Runs Through It.
Oh, nice. Interesting choice.
Yeah. Yeah, an early film.
Yeah, young Pitt.
That's cool.
Young Pitt. Sort of Meet Joe Black era.
Wait, that's kind of reminding me not just of Brad Pitt's life, but of your mom's too. Like everybody's life could be at jeopardy.
Damn, that's dark.
Damn, Carl.
Wow,
that's
Carl.
Exactly why I'm going to open this envelope.
Yeah, we should do it.
Take that.
And then also,
it
could be full of tasks for us to do with this lake.
Wouldn't that be fun if it was full of like tasks?
Yeah, that would be cool. Okay. If it was a task.
What to say? What to say?
I'm gonna stretch my ankles.
It's one piece of paper, and it reads, "Hey, younger selves, thank you for listening to the recording. We're so glad that you're all here."
Okay.
Dope.
Task one.
There is
task. There is task. This is great.
I guess
this is what we hoped.
I was right
Eat
about the task.
Some cheese. Done.
Well, we already did that. That's crazy. Next.
Task two.
Check mark.
Make sure you walk around the lake three times, but all as a group.
We did that. Holy shit, that's when I wiped my hand on that bird.
And we were like,
check.
Next task.
Check two.
Task three. Shoot, go back. This is actually before one. You should have said your names.
Oh, we did that.
Wow, we did that naturally.
I'm cool.
They asked her. Your Carl.
Carl.
Just write it on your arm, dude.
Honestly, write it down.
Yeah, like Memento.
Got it.
Another great movie.
Task four, all tell a wish. Do you think that the office supply thing counted as a wish?
I mean, I definitely did a wish when I talked about wanting to eat chicken with the boys.
That's true. That was your wish.
That wish came true.
And you told us about Tamron.
Yeah, my wish is that we would end up together for sure.
Okay, so the three of us, so let's just say a wish really quick, I guess.
The office supply doesn't count?
I think it doesn't count because they have better ones.
Yeah, those are cool wishes. Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we actually wished to be office supplies. It was just more of like,
what would we be? If we could be, what would we be?
Right. I was kind of in my soul wishing to be a folder, but I hear
that's,
you.
That can be your wish.
And that's yours.
That's your wish now.
My wish is that I get to visit Greece one day.
That's awesome. My wish is that I get to help my community and give back and save lives.
Firefighters are fucking cool as hell.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry, I gotta put something in the jar.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Task,
please.
Task five.
Honestly, no. Take that out because that was a compliment.
That was a compliment.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's still a swear.
Also, I'm pretty sure I said fuck like nine times.
We did just
All right, that's $9.
Well, put in a Hamilton.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm trying to remember. What did we say that we were going to? Oh my God, you're loaded.
Yeah. You have a $10
guys,
bill?
Guys, so five. We're just kids. Task five, you didn't even hear me.
Well, sorry, I was distracted by how rich you are. Yeah, I don't have any more money.
Harness the power of the frozen lake.
It's the frozen in time lake.
And that's the last task. And there's no clear instructions, and that's all that's in the envelope.
Oh, no.
Damn. Sounds like we need to use some science knowledge in order to do that, because we are scientists. Well,
and firefighting.
But they said in the original thing that only our kid selves could do it. And so that means it's got to be something that our adult selves don't have.
Right.
That we still have now that we're kids.
Pee-pee in our pants?
No, Carl.
It's just genitalia. You.
Optimism.
Could be pee. I don't know. We were very quick to write off pee-pee in our pants.
That's true. In fact,
it's probably not. Like, let me get let
said
me
it,
say.
Nobody
it's probably not pee-pee in our pants.
Probably not,
maybe
but
if we all pee in the lake, it will make it unfrozen?
No,
well, the lake
unfrozen.
Is unfrozen.
It's a liquid lake.
It's a liquid lake that's frozen in time.
Frozen in time.
We are frozen in time.
We are frozen.
But hey, it was worth saying, Kyle.
It was saying.
We're no bad ideas.
Thanks, yeah, thank you.
No bad ideas,
and that's why I like Tamarind, because she doesn't laugh at me when I say stuff like that.
Yeah.
And neither do we.
She's my fucking rock and a dollar into this word.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
But that's how I feel about it.
I guess
her, straight
up. We could try all peeing in the lake at the same time and see if that like channels some sort of reaction.
I don't have any pee-pee left.
Drink some liquid death.
Okay. God, this thing is good.
Yeah.
Would you freaking murder your thirst so we can get on with this?
Yeah, go ahead and murder that thing.
My thirst is quenched and murdered and buried.
Other than that, flavors such as Mountain Spring, but also Mango Chainsaw.
Wait. Guys. Yeah. Remember our first summer at the Frozen Lake? The original summer when we were actually 12, where we buried a time capsule?
The time capsule.
Oh, right.
Of course.
Yeah. Right.
That was the shit.
What if we peed on the spot where the time capsule was soften the earth so we could dig it up?
With our bare hands.
Yeah.
Great idea.
That's great.
Great idea, Tim.
I'll take our penises out and pee on the ground where we think the time capsule is.
Okay.
That's where my pee-pee comes out.
And dig through our piss soil.
It better be here.
We
marked it, remember?
We did mark it.
It's marked with all of our names.
Tim.
Peter.
Kyle.
Greg.
And
you wrote it on your arm. Look at your arm.
Look at your arm.
Your fucking
it's also
arm.
On the tree.
Look at your arm. It's on the tree.
It's the one name on the tree that hasn't been said yet. And it's on your arm.
Look.
Kyle.
No.
Wait. Candle.
No.
Candle?
Closer.
None of those things say candle.
Yeah.
No, I know that.
Let me see your arm. Well, your arm does say candle.
It does. You wrote candle on your arm.
Yeah. I wrote candle with a K.
Okay. Well.
Candle.
It does start with a K, though.
No, it does.
It could, but.
We've already said our names once, so hopefully there's no magic that needs to happen.
Your name's Carl. Say Carl.
Carl.
There you go.
Yes, your name is Carl.
Didn't I say that?
No.
No, you said candle.
That's okay. We can move on from that.
With a K.
Look, everyone. Our pee is unearthing the capsule.
Oh, there it is. Just where we left it.
Wow.
so cool that it just came right up.
I barely remember what we put in
it
here.
It smells great.
Let's crack it open.
Did you just lick it?
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe it smells like candy. Maybe
yeah,
candy
I thought, no, I remember yeah. I did put
oh,
a mini,
no,
and
that's
here it
right.
is.
That's how you're supposed to open it. There's a Tootsie Roll lock on it.
Exactly, the Tootsie Roll lock, and only I was the only one that could eat it. No
that's
problem.
Why we needed a firefighter.
That's why we needed a firefighter.
Yeah, motherfuckers addicted to. Oh, sorry, Jar.
Sorry.
Huh, wait a second. There's a chicken bone. That's right. The very first year, we actually did have chicken
You're
here.
Right.
And I've been chasing that feeling of chicken with the boys ever since.
And it's a wishbone.
It's a wishbone.
Should we make a wish, though?
Let's make a wish, though.
On the wishbone.
Chicken bone left and right, first bone I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, save humanity, alright. Make no mistake, with my boys by the lake, it's the
specific, they were vague.
Or should
Maybe.
We just wish for more wishes instead?
That's I a good think hack. That's a classic trap.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's a classic trap.
Yeah. My bad, my
I
bad.
Think we could wish for harness the power of the lake.
Yep.
And hopefully our adult selves know what to do with that, since that was the fifth task.
Can we add a little asterisk where I also get a car? Because everyone here has cars, and I feel like I'm the outcast.
Should we assume that both sides of the wishbone grant a wish? Because then we can use one for a car, and use the other one for harnessing the power of the lake.
Then we can carpool out of here, and leave together, and leave our cars here.
Yeah, as long as we wish for the harness of the lake one first.
Right, because in the event that you don't get to wish in the second half of the wishbone, we'll have a car, and maybe that's not what our older selves wanted us to do.
Right, because there's already four cars there.
Right, right.
And technically, if you have a scooter, it's no one's fault but your own car.
So we're gonna use the wishbone. Close your eyes. Let's just make a wish with the guys. Hold hands.
Hold hands.
Right now.
And focus on a wish, harnessing all the lake's power. Frozen in time
and like, glowing. Oh shoot, we're all growing. I forget, it always makes me puke.
Yeah, I throw up every time.
We did it.
Oh, we did it.
We knew that our younger selves would use that wish to harness the power of the lake, therefore removing the lake's
frozen in timeness, and therefore repairing the timeline.
And therefore saving the world.
And wait, what's that? A new BMW?
Carl.
An S-Class?
No, that's mine.
Oh, that's yours. Sorry,
oh, wait,
sorry,
but
Peter.
What's that behind it?
We all come
it?
From a lot of money.
A reasonably priced, used, mildly used Jeep Grand Cherokee?
Hell yeah.
Carl, that's your car, man.
I can't wait to go mudding. And I guess everybody was wrong about my younger self. I guess I wasn't such a big fuck-up idiot.
Right. Yeah. And guys, I'm married to Tamarind.
Yeah! Yeah! That's amazing.
Yeah. We got married at Disney World.
Oh, that's cute. Are you both big Disney heads?
Huge Disney adults. We got married on Splash Mountain right before the fucking drop, brother.
I love that.
Not engaged, married.
What?
Not engaged, married on Splash Mountain.
No, that's when we got engaged, and shortly after we got married in the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, right. Glad you clarified.
Wait, that's right. We were all there.
Of course. How can we forget?
I remember.
Hey, fellas, even though we won't be able to come back here as our 12-year-old selves, can we just make a vow here and now, especially after we saved all of humanity.
Sure, of course.
That we still come back, even if we're turning into 5 grumpy old men.
Listen. We can still eat Tootsie Rolls. We can still have a time that's great. We can have chicken with the boys by the lake.
By the lake.
And I'll never forget the way we danced around and shook our bodies by the lake.
By the lake.
So hands in.
Hands in.
Peter.
Kyle. Tim.
And Rick.
Me.
Yeah, we'll see.
Go. Tootsie's for the road.
Yeah!
You better believe it, brother.
By the way, I'll see you by the lake.
That was The Frozen in Time Lake, the musical with the Wolves of Glendale. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
Ethan, Tom.
Aaron.
Kyle.
Scott Passarella, King of Pandas, Pandas of Kings. Absolutely. Thank you, Aaron, engineer, stepping in, making it sound so clear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, y'all.
Air Jordan.
Y'all, Wolves of Glendale.
Zach.
I'm a huge fan.
Wow.
You're a fairly new band, but you got a bunch of songs. You got an album coming out soon. You're on tour extremely soon.
Yes.
What should the people know? Where can they find you?
When's this coming out? Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, very
Let's
soon.
Let's break it down.
Either,
very soon.
Either, like, you know, in one of these weeks of August.
Okay, we're playing in Philly Stand Up. Tom is turning 30. His dad is turning 60.
60. Let's go, Chris McGovern.
Oh, so my
gosh.
So
we're doing a super birthday bash.
That's going to be on August 27th at City Winery The Loft in Philadelphia.
Get there, Philly.
Yeah, get there, Philly.
They're Philly.
Stand Up Philly.
A couple days later, we're going to New York City. We're playing Caroline's on Broadway on Wednesday, August 31st. It's our first time headlining in New York.
Hell yeah. Okay. New York. Hell of a town.
Yeah.
Hell of a town, hell of a place. And then we got songs coming out, so keep tabs on us on
Watch
Instagram.
That space.
You can follow us on Instagram at Wolves of Glendale or on TikTok, Wolves of Glendale.
It's a must follow, y'all. If you are enjoying this podcast, which I assume you are because you're listening to it right now.
To the end of it.
If you made it this long.
Yeah, this far.
If you're still here.
Like, from the bottom of my heart, check them out. You'll love them. That's a guarantee, baby. Okay.
From the bottom of our hearts, thank you both. We are huge fans of you both.
Oh,
it's an absolute pleasure and an honor to be here.
I'll see you by the lake, dude.
Oh, see you by the lake.
We'll see you this summer by the lake.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're making chicken mole,
I hope you're using a Tootsie Roll.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.